Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming Clean Podcast. With Sam and Marty.
It's Marty.
Good people, welcome to paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. But since it's Monday, we are in 2017, so we are talking about MTV's, I'm going to call it right now, soon-to-be iconic show, Siesta Key. Maybe I'm overshooting my shot there, but I'm calling it. I am the bro that runs the show live in the wee hour. Well, no. It's not that late. Live from downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. My name is Marty, and with me, as always, is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read. And ladies, sorry to disappoint you. This kid is off the market. It's Sam.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm still visually appealing.
Hey, I got permission from the man himself to use that this weekend.
So, no copyright infringement will be had.
Yes, we got written permission on the Twitter. And speaking of which, shout out to everyone who joined us on Twitter as we live tweet Siesta Key. That's always a good time, and we love seeing people interact with us on that one. So shout out to you guys. Make sure to give us a follow at Coming Clean Pod. Like, comment, subscribe, as always. Sam, all right, this episode had a little bit of everything. Obviously, we have our usual party because it's Siesta Key, but we also have some tender moments, a lot of drama, and everything in between. Where do you want to start?
Should we just start off with, we had a lot of autism speak, so Shout out to all the goodwill and donations and whatnot towards autism. It brought awareness. So That's our quick public service announcement before we get into debauchery and people fighting each other.
Yes, we certainly want to acknowledge that important issue. So, you know, if you have the time and the money, you know, volunteer, donate, all that good stuff. So, yeah, time to dive into the mess. And I mean, I know it was nice and sunny over in Siesta Key, but as we open this episode, I think they're all flooded with all the tea that was spilt within like the first 10 minutes of this episode.
Yeah, we have like Chloe getting in the mix, going after other people, like going after Alex. Amanda and Alex are now hooking up. Juliet getting all pissed off at Alex for a situation that happened prior, before anything else happened. People are going to each other's necks like crazy.
Yeah, all stemming from Alex's wandering eye, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I think I don't know if he's getting off fully scot-free, but I feel like not much is really affecting his stock with the ladies.
Yeah, has he hooked up with every lady in Siesta, at least the main cast, except for his best friend Chloe?
And Kelsey, which, judging from the next week on.
It's a when, not if.
Yeah, it's looks like it's inevitable at this point.
Ugh, man, that is not, I'm not.
Not good, not good, not good for our boy Garrett.
Nope.
Denied.
That guy is not having a great time right now.
No, but if you can hit the button one more time.
Denied.
that's more of Garrett at the end of the party to Kelsey.
Yes, and we'll get to that. So we'll start off with, let's talk about Garrett and Kelsey then, since Alex is going to take up.
I'd say this is like the main ongoing issue from last week that a lot of people seem to care about.
Right, so we're going from, you know, they're the power couple of Siesta Key, moving on to their, what, six-month anniversary?
Yeah, I think they're just a little past it, yeah.
Right, so that little date that Kelsey wasn't really feeling that much.
And no, she did not appreciate all the 365 love notes.
Yeah, so that cost, you know, debate both on the show and in social media on, and we debated it last week on how we thought Garrett handled the situation, if he was, you know, coming in a little too strong, which now I'm thinking he is, especially considering I'm pretty sure Kelsey was 19 during the filming of that show. 19.
Well, I would hope not, because they showed her like drinking, didn't they?
Yeah, but she was tweeting recently that she couldn't get drinks at the bar that she was at because they watched the show, so they know she's under 21.
Okay.
Something like that. But yeah, I mean, either way, whether she's 19 or 21, still pretty young, especially for her with her background of, you know, traveling the world and kind of being a swashbuckler. To have Garrett sort of try to tie her down pretty quickly may have scared her a little bit.
Yeah, and it seems like Garrett just, he's not about that lifestyle that Kelsey wants to lead at this moment. And that's fine. It just, I think it seems like the shine of dating has kind of worn off, or Kelsey used Garrett as a crutch until she found new friends.
Right. And it's just, you know, you understand both perspectives and both of them want different things, and it's totally fair. I guess my issue is neither of them until the end, when Garrett finally just took it upon himself to end things. Neither of them were really handling the situation very well.
No, definitely when they had the discussion on last week's episode, I thought it was over, but I guess I misread the whole situation of what went down. And they never were officially. So now I think it's confirmed that they are no longer together.
Yes. And we have your boy Alex waiting in the wings, of course.
Swooping in like always. but he's been laying the groundwork for at least three episodes so far.
Right.
And we learned from Juliet that if he offers anybody fishing to go fishing, he actually likes them.
I mean, so the guy's taking my moves, man. That's my go-to.
be like, you want to go hunt some game and get some jerky?
Except I don't have a boat, so we kind of just go to the shore and just throw some string in the water. Very romantic.
Yeah, I used to fish with bread, so whatever works.
All right, I don't want to talk about the party just yet. Let's talk about the rumors flying around, the confirmed rumors that were flying around about Alex and Amanda. And Amanda, I think you tweeted about this, just proving that she's the actual real player within this group of friends.
Yeah, Alex, I was saying that Alex might think he is, that he's this big player getting all these ladies, but Amanda, one, has no shame, and two, she does whatever she wants. She basically strung on Brandon for a little bit and then was like, I thought you knew our situation. And he clearly caught feelings, and I think he was a little butthurt after that. But
hashtag relatable.
Yeah. But things happen, you know?
Yeah. And as much as Amanda is being set up to be the villain here, as she was the past couple of weeks, she's clearly the wild card, the one we can't trust, sort of setting up that sort of Kristen Cavallari adjace, except a lot more evil. I still can't, like, I know we talked about her last week. I still can't, like, she's kind of just doing her, and I don't know if she's really hurting anyone in the process. I know that it was weird with Juliet, but that's on Alex. not her.
I think she's just hurting her friendships.
Right.
But if she doesn't care about that or doesn't really care about other people, then I guess what's the damage?
Yeah, that's true. And I take back that she didn't hurt anyone because she dusted Chloe's nose. And,
yeah.
And I mean, Brandon took the...
Took the L.
That? Yeah, he took the L pretty well. Hashtag rhyme zone. But yeah, so Amanda sort of just, you know, crushing it as usual. She still terrifies me. But another strong showing. Okay, let's move over to the Team 10 house and or Alex's house, but that's what I imagine the Team 10 house looks like.
And it's just empty.
And talk and then, about like,
beer
this,
cans everywhere.
This Gatsby party, which was
it looks pretty swanky.
I know.
Everybody got dressed up, looking fly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish I could attend these parties, but I would have been like Garrett. Wearing the wrong suit and then just like standing around. I have no idea what's going on.
I would have probably been in like jeans and a blazer and be like, yo, it's hot as hell in Siesta, man.
Yeah, that's why you got to wear those like nice suit pants. They're breathable.
Yeah, true. Oh, that's a perfect time for like pajama jeans or something. So I want to start off with Juliet and Alex, if we will.
Okay.
So they're having issues. I guess Juliet thought they were more serious than Alex thought they were. So again, another case of not being on the same page, and another case for me, as I've tweeted out for years, where you have to define the relationship. Because then you just get all confused and people get hurt.
Yeah, if it's not on Facebook, it's not official, and I don't think Alex ever confirmed that request to be official. So that's on that. That might be on Juliet.
But what if
in reality it's not really?
But it was appearing in her subtitle that she's dating Alex. So we have
dating,
to wait for exclusively
dating and you need to say exclusively dating.
Hashtag in a relationship with Alex.
Exactly.
But yeah, clearly Alex thought that, you know, he was free to do whatever he wants, did so with Madison and then with Amanda and now with Kelsey. So again, his wandering eye and trying to and still getting away with it, which is the most frustrating part, because I do not know how this guy gets away with everything.
Well, it's weird because it's like I don't think he's necessarily getting away with it. But I feel like the girls are just giving up on fighting against them, and they're looking for easier targets of fighting amongst themselves.
Right. They're calling him out on it, and then just
he's like,
stopping
he's like
short.
Fine.
Yeah. They're like, they don't have him feel the consequences of his actions.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, sweet. They're calling him out, and then, and then they're sort of like just attending his parties and being like mad friendly to him again. That's
yeah. And somebody else will be there.
Right, and he'll never learn if they treat him like that.
No, but yeah, I think that relationship's more or less officially done.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, I mean, probably could get back together at some point, but as of right now, that's done and over with.
Yes. Okay. So moving on, let's talk about who else?
Brandon. Brandon and now we have Brandon moving in on Madison.
Oh, Brandon's shooting his shot, man. Gotta respect that.
Well, I think he got a little like.
Have a feeling. I saw your tweet, and I'm feeling you have a conspiracy theory here.
Yeah, I think he got a little disrespected by Alex in front of Chloe, and then he was like, "All right, I'm gonna go after the one thing that Alex like." I don't know, that he can't control, I guess.
Right.
And that's Madison. Mm-hmm. And he's going after it full force.
Man,
it was too awkward though, I think.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've never heard, legitimately, this is the first time I've ever heard someone say that someone else is visually rewarding. I cringed.
Yeah, it makes zero sense.
I'm so happy that Kelsey called him out because Madison was being really nice, even though You can see in her eyes, what the hell did this guy just say?
But does she take him up on his offer of the date?
I think so. I mean, it'll make for good TV. I'm going to say yes. I think they go out on a date next episode.
Yeah, definitely. Then he's going to finally get to woo. But I think for how slick he appears to be, mm-hmm. his word game is not very good.
Yeah, I think he's thinking something.
Yeah, but in the previous episodes, like, he hasn't been great with words around with Amanda or Chloe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think he, like, knows what he wants to say, but it just doesn't come out right.
Yeah.
So, because, yeah, I mean, visually stunning, or, like, you look stunning, but no, he's going to go with visually. I was like, all right, he's going with that. Let's do it.
And he didn't even backtrack. He didn't even backtrack.
Oh, yeah, he doubled down, man. He's doubling down on, like, Twitter right now.
I mean, smart move. You can't show weakness like that out there.
And as I said earlier on the show, I asked him directly if I can use that at the bars this weekend, and he gave me his blessing.
He's like, yeah, it works so well. Good luck.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you're going to have to tweet at him on, like, Sunday and be like, confirmed.
I got to send him a selfie of my nose being dusted, too. How do I deliver that, though? Like, hey, sup, ma? You look, like, mad visually rewarding right now. I can't even say it with a straight face.
Nah.
I might try it, though. I might have, like, now people are going to expect a report next Monday if I actually used it.
No, the only place you can use that is if you're in a meeting and you're talking about, like, a cool chart.
Yes. Within that context, that's perfectly acceptable. But now, you know.
Yo, girl, that PowerPoint is visually rewarding.
Oh, my God. And then I'll have to, like, Instagram live my HR meeting. Like, you're making people really uncomfortable. Oh, man, but yes, we have his blessing, so we're going to use that. And you know what? That's going to be the title of this episode. I already had the graphics mocked up, but I'm going to change it this episode. Episode 34, Visually Rewarding, Coming Clean Podcast.
Oh, man. Just all the sounds are visually rewarding.
Yes. So yeah, Brandon shooting his shot. We'll see where that goes. But now,
here we go!
It's Amanda walks in again in a blaze of glory.
I was strutting.
I was expecting her to, like, walk in like a Taylor Swift video and just burn everything around her.
But, yeah, was she? I put up a thing where she came in Beyonce just strutting down the runway.
Yeah. So, but she, you know, she played it off pretty well. Oh, sorry. Can I just rewind 1 second back to visually rewarding? But when Madison was walking down the stairs, just everyone taking sips of their drink. Yeah. Such a great edit.
Yeah, stopping and, like, the straw fell out of Brandon's mouth.
Yeah, shout out to the editors for just capturing those moments, even though they weren't probably connected to each other.
Much improved.
Yes. All right, back to Amanda. We also had shots of the gentleman sipping their drinks a la Kermit with his tea as Amanda walked in, because, I mean, she could have been very angry for many reasons. You know, someone spreading rumors about her.
Exactly.
And, I was just expecting her to walk in and just throw a haymaker at someone.
Yeah, but I think she just wanted to get to the party, which she ended up doing. Mm-hmm. And when everybody asked her, she's just like, oh, things happen. Like, I don't want them to happen, but they do.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, huh.
Yeah, I think that's why I can't get on board with her being the villain, because she keeps it real. She keeps it 100, and I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the same thing we had with Jason, where he kind of kept it 100 for a little while, and then until he went fully off the rails. But he at least, I don't know, he just owned up to any mistakes that he ever did. It's not like he would totally run from it when confronted.
Right. Yeah, so Amanda, again, shouts to you, kept it real. You still terrify me, but, you know, since Jen Bunny won't return my calls, so why don't you slide into our DMs? At Coming Clean Pod. Hey, I got to shoot my shot too, man. Yeah. Brandon inspired me, so I'm shooting my shot.
Only reason for the podcast.
Yes. And shouts to MTV and the CS The Key official podcast for, you know, retweeting our jokes.
Yeah.
Appreciated. All right. Anything else? So I had Chloe being surgically repaired nosy and just, you know.
She's just starting stuff now.
Yeah. At this point, she is. I know one of the good friends of the podcast, Melinda, was calling us out on why we're not Team Chloe. And I can't get on board that train just yet because of stuff like this and her anger.
Yeah, we are non-confrontational, and Chloe is very confrontational, so it's hard for us to deal with.
Yes, exactly. All right, we are about out of time here, but do you have any final thoughts before we award some people with awards?
No. Pretty relatively tame episode, and I think there's going to be some more sparks next week, but it seems like they're at least setting up for something a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Want a little more action out of everybody, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, so a big transition episode as relationships end and seeds of new ones begin. But now, it's time to move on and crown our MVP of the week. Grab your hands
with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Sam, let's start with you. Who is your MVP of the week?
I am going to go with... I'm going to go with Amanda.
Hey, two in a row for her.
Yeah. Oh, did I go last week? Well, I'm sticking with it last week.
I went last week with Amanda.
Oh, okay. Similar themes that we talked about already kind of carried over. I think, you know, she's just provided a little more action across the board, even though it's nothing like it's old news, but it's all resurfacing again.
Right.
And I think she's just kind of driving the show at this point. Without her, there's not much else going on.
Yeah. And I would second that and make it unanimous. But to make it a little interesting, I'm going to go with Brandon. Because, like we said, he took that L like a man. You know, just shook it off and, you know, he coined a new term that I will forever use now, hashtag visually rewarding. And, you know, he shot his shot and we'll see where this goes. We've been waiting for Brandon's coming out party episode. And I think this is a little bit of that. I'm hoping to see more from him next week because he's an interesting guy. All right. From the good to the bad. It's time to ramp up the toilet seat and enter the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, JABRONIXYZ, ABC. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, we got some bad people to throw down the Jabron Zone. Who is your Jabroni of the week?
This is tough for me to do, but I'm going to throw Kelsey in the Jabron Zone.
Whoa! Wow.
Jabroni!
Give us your reasons.
I just don't like how she's dealing with her relationship with Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost forcing somebody to do a bad deed. And I think actually Garrett even mentioned that, but...
Right.
Kelsey
I think
putting,
she did to her mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she's basically trying to get Garrett to do something wrong so she has a reason to break up with him rather than just being an adult and breaking up with somebody that you realize that you're not going to continuously be along with. So with that fact, and I don't trust her dealing with Alex while they're technically still together, I think that's just a bad look, so I'm throwing her in the Jabron Zone.
Wow. You know, I was going to throw Chloe into the Jabron Zone because I saved her last week and she was hanging on by a thread, but you've talked me into it. As much as it pains me, I'm going to double down
Jabroni
on Kelsey.
Yeah, Alex was too easy. Yeah. He's just, I feel like he's always going to be the standard choice. So right. Had I looked beyond that.
Yes, the Alex Memorial Jabron Zone. but yeah, oh, very disappointing. Yeah, you talked me into Kelsey for all the reasons you said and more. Sadly, Kelsey, I hope you find your way out, but you are a
jabroni,
at least for this week. All right, that wraps up our Instant Analysis podcast that you can hear every Monday right after CS the Key on MTV. Sam, how can the good people live tweet and react with us?
Well, you can find us on Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. You can support us on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us any questions or comments at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And it always helps to like, comment, subscribe, tell all your friends about us, and get on this Siesta Key wave.
Exactly. And we got a few more days left in August, and you still have a chance to win a free Coming Clean Podcast custom t-shirt if you want a Jabron Zone t-shirt, if you want some drama with a Drama Meter t-shirt. Maybe you're a big fan of our Resident Emo. Get a Resident Emo t-shirt. Let us know. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review on our iTunes page or wherever you get your podcast. Send us over a screenshot at the places Sam just mentioned, and you will have a chance to win. We will announce a winner within the next couple of weeks. So as always, thank you to good friends of the show, Radical Something, for our hot theme song, Paradise and You. And always remember, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
#RepTheRad.
Worldwide peace.